From cartoons to trading cards to toys, Pokemon has been a successful media franchise for 25 years now, all over the world. Recently, fans of the Pokemon video games have begged for a major shakeup to the series. NPR's Vincent Accavino says the recently announced Pokemon Legends Arceus looks to do just that.
Last Friday, Pokemon fan Chocolate Kieran was watching the 25th anniversary livestream of Pokemon with his followers on Twitch.
That's how we started off. They always do a little, you know, little nostalgia thing.
A few minutes later, the Pokemon company announced remakes of two classic Pokemon games. It was predictable and in line with the kind of things that fans have come to expect from the franchise.
It's Diamond and Pearl remakes. They stopped 2007. It's Diamond and Pearl remakes.
And then something not so predictable happened. The company showed off a brand new open-world Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch.
Is this like Breath of the Wild Pokemon? This is Breath of the Wild Pokemon straight up, dude. Oh, you can stealthily just catch mons. I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of fire.
The game is called Pokemon Legends Arceus, and the company promises a new approach to the Pokemon video game series that breaks new ground. Open-world games have existed for quite a while, but Chocolate Kieran, who asked us to refer to him with his Twitch name for privacy and safety reasons, says this is new for Pokemon.
Other than kind of like a small gimmicks when it comes to battle or like fine-tuning what they already have, like pretty much the formula for Pokemon has stayed the same.
That's different than some other legacy franchises that have taken big risks with their flagship titles, like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. That game changed the design of a famous franchise by giving players a big world to explore, while still retaining the sense of adventure and some of the tropes that fans loved. Some fans want to see the same for Pokemon. Here's Chocolate Kieran.
I want to see more lore and more of a heavier focus on the story and world building. I want it to feel like a true like AAA game that people who aren't even necessarily interested in Pokemon will be like, oh, wow, what's this new game? This actually looks amazing.
But making something new takes time, says video game producer Grant Schonkweiler.
It can be hard to innovate when you have a consistently tight deadline of, say, it's November of every year.
Pokemon games are often made on strict, sometimes even yearly deadlines. Schonkweiler knows a thing or two about the pressure of working on a franchise with lots of fan expectations. He worked on the 2016 revival of Doom.
It's storied, right? And so there is that weight of a franchise that people feel, and they're like, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to be the person that ruined Pokemon.
Rosemary Kelly is known as Necra in the esports community. She works for the Pokemon company as a commentator for competitive events and as a voice actor. Speaking as a fan, she says the game has been a part of her life for as long as she can remember.
And I remember very vividly sitting down with my older brother playing Pokemon Snap and Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Coliseum.
Which were spinoffs, but proof that Pokemon has taken some risks with the formula over the years. That's why, for her, what happens with Pokemon Legends Arceus doesn't really matter that much. Rosemary Kelly sees Pokemon as a thing much bigger than just one game.
You have your speedrunners, you have your competitive players, you have your casuals that just love playing the game. And you also have your card fanatics. There's so many different ways that you can interact with a community that is so overwhelmingly positive.
Pokemon is a global media empire. It's fair to say that whatever does happen with this bigger and more ambitious game, the Pokeball will keep on rolling. Vincent Accavino, NPR News.